Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Scandal advice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel is joining us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Hello, Robbie Shooter.
You're always so excited. It's infectious. It's absolutely infectious. Do you know what else is infectious?
What's that?
I went to see Funny Girl this weekend. So lots of drama about Funny Girl. Beanie Feldstein is out. Lea Michele is coming in. But there happens to be a month gap between Beanie leaving and Lea arriving.
So you got the understudy.
She is a star. Her name is Julie Benko, and for a month she is doing the show every night, and she's so good that when Lea joins the show, she's still going to do it twice a week. I think, dare I say, this is a star is born. You very rarely see this. You're going to see shows, you see Hugh Jackman, he's great, he's a star, you see other people, yeah, really great. But I've never actually in my life watched somebody and thought, my goodness, I'm discovering a star.
And I know it stinks to say this, but if you ever get the opportunity to go to a Broadway show, like obviously you've saved a lot of money, you know, it's something you're very excited about. You get to the show, you open up your playbill, and that little piece of white paper falls out on your lap, and it's like tonight's main character will be played by.
Yeah, I always hope it's like the third spoon from the left in Beauty and the Beast will be, but when it's Belle. Or when it's like the lead, when it's Fanny Bryce, you're like, this girl, Julie Benko. Learn that name. Julie Benko.
B-E-N-K-O.
Trust your Uncle Robert. 2 months from now, maybe 2 years from now, she'll be a star.
And you know what this podcast will be like? This is where she was. This is where
discovered.
It started.
This is where
Rob Shooter and some other guy. I think his name is Donnie.
Garrett.
His name is Donnie.
No, that's not true. They know you're Garrett. Go and see Funny Girl. Now I get it. Some people might be saving their money to go and see Lea Michele. I do get it. So this is a hard month, but honestly, if you can, go and see Julie Benko in Funny Girl. I never go on like that, but she is fabulous, and she's very funny. Look at that.
It takes a lot for you to get on your throne of Rob Schuterness.
I don't do it.
You really don't.
I'm
you don't
snob
preach
about it. I don't do it. I loved it. I loved it. I laughed. I cried. And the songs. Let's just, I mean, don't rain on my parade.
Did you walk out of the theater after the show, like marching? Like,
I marched. Don't see you. I'm such a narcissist. I walked out the theater singing.
Did you go dancing
I'm
through
the
Broadway?
Greatest star, I am by far. I loved it. Julie Benko, Funny Girl. Hey, let's get into our show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Lots of our news to bring us up to date on. So Ellen DeGeneres sent her love to Anne's family after the actress passed away. So these two had a groundbreaking relationship. Yes, it was a long time ago. It was in the late 90s. But this will always be a couple. There will always be a couple in many people's minds because it was so revolutionary. So Ellen tweeted on Friday, "This is a sad day." That's the day that Anne passed. She said, quote, "I'm sending Anne's children, family and friends all my love." The right thing to do. What do you think, Garrett?
Yeah, we talked about this exactly a week ago when we learned of the crash and we're like, what would be the right thing for Ellen to do? We both kind of agreed it would maybe just send a message, you know, outside of the world. But, you know, Ellen took to Instagram and Twitter on Friday to, you know, do what we thought would probably been the good thing to do, of like sending love. There's not much more you could say.
Yeah, there's no more to say.
The relationship was so long ago that it wasn't like it was last week they were together, you know, but still a piece of history, a piece of their lives.
Yeah, I was thinking about it because just before Anne dated Ellen, she dated Steve Martin. Now, no one's asking Steve Martin for a comment, and he was literally with Anne just before that relationship.
Right.
But the Ellen one, it's because of who they were and what they did for LGBTQ rights. It was unheard of. This was long before gay marriage. This was long before you could come out and it had no effect on your career. This was revolutionary what these two ladies did. Also, other news, the police have closed their investigation into the crash and they're not going to move forward with it. So if you remember, the police did take a blood sample while Anne was still in the hospital and they found out that cocaine was in her system. Now that she's passed, that investigation has closed. Jarrett, I think another good idea.
I think so too. And you know what I didn't do this weekend because it was flying all over the place was them taking the body outside of the crash. And you saw the headline, and the headline is very captivating of Anne Heche trying to get out of a body bag. And you're like, I couldn't click it. I couldn't click it whatsoever. Like, as intriguing as that headline is, as much as that clickbait of a headline it was, I could not click it.
Don't do it. And then finally with Anne, our last piece of news is that she has been taken off life support. So they announced on Friday that she was brain dead. And in California, that means dead. But they kept her on life support because she wanted to donate her organs. They did pair her over the weekend. They found somebody. They found somebody that she was a match for. And so they kept her on life support until they found somebody that paired up with Anne. That was happened. That was done over the weekend. So now she's off life support, and I'm expecting a funeral pretty soon.
The interesting thing about organ donation is my sister donated her kidney, and my mom also received a kidney, not from my sister. You get to know of the person, but you don't know the person specifically. So they'll say, oh, well, you're getting, my sister donated to another, you know, about 20-year-old. And that's all it is. Oh, you're getting a 20-year-old female kidney. And my mom got, you know, a 56-year-old kidney from someone for herself. So whoever received these organs, all they know is that it is a female of a certain age, and that's it. They don't know, because you have to request, you know, to meet this person. And obviously, we know this story is a little bit different, but it's interesting to know. It's like Anne is helping save someone's life, but that person really will never get to know Anne specifically.
Right. They won't know that they're walking around with a part of Anne. They will never know that. It's an amazing. I'm big on organ donation. I filled out the form myself just this weekend, Garrett. So there was some good in this really awful story. And I think other people will do it. I didn't understand why it was taking so long to say right. she had passed. And then I did a little research and I was like, it's because she's on life support. But if you're brain dead, you have died and they're just keeping you alive. And I thought, what an amazing thing that something good can come out of something so bad. So I literally went online this weekend and filled out the forms. Maybe good you should you. Think about doing it too. Are you signed up to donate, Garrett?
Unfortunately, I can't. I'm a type 1 diabetic, it's hard for me to donate anything right, because you don't want damaged goods. Oh, I mean, you want the best of the best, you know?
Well, then I will take, Garrett, anything you have to offer because we love you here. Hey, let's jump to our poll question of the day. Ellen has sent her love to Anne and her family after the actress died. Is this the right move? I think I know the answer, but go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett Love, what are you working on?
All right, well, let's talk about a different type of drama going on right now. J-Lo supporting Britney Spears. Britney's still going through some craziness with her ex Kevin Federline and their two boys. And, you know, some audio came out at the end of last week of Britney yelling at the boys and Kevin Federline posting it. A messy divorce at that. The messy divorce that still seems to be going on, yeah. Obviously. So, of course, Britney put up a little caption saying, as Jennifer Lopez once said, you look right down at that camera and tell every little girl in the world to get loud and never back down to giving light to injustice. I'm here to share that freedom is a state of mind.
Amen.
And of course, J-Lo jumped on that and said, stay strong. With a little the arm emoji. And but it's interesting. Did you happen to listen to that audio that Kevin let out to the world?
Absolutely. So he put out three videos.
Right.
But you couldn't see much, so it just sounded like an audio. Yeah, he said they were from about 4 years ago. Some people think it's Britney off the rails. Some people think, who are parents, may I add, that that's just the parent having a bad day. Now, as a parent, Garrett, what did you think when you heard that video?
At first, yes, you think, yes, there are those situations where you do have your bad days. Mm. But what is a bad, is that every day? Mm. It's not every day, obviously. Right. It's not every day for me. And I can't speak for Britney. But what Britney is claiming that her parents did sounds like she's doing to her boys. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's so interesting. It's called learned behavior. And it's like a cycle of behavior. So things that are done to you, you often do to others. It's an amazing concept in therapy and in life here. And they tell you to break the circle. So if your mom and dad screamed at you, the chances of you being a screamer are quite high. I've caught myself doing things that my dad used to do that I didn't like. And I've stopped myself by looking in the mirror and seeing my dad's face. And I'm like, stop right now. I was quite sulky once. If you upset me, Garrett, I could sulk about it for weeks, which is what my dad does. If you upset my dad, he might not talk to you for like 2 days. And I did that too, and I stopped. So now when you upset me, I talk even more to probably ignore you.
So when you're annoying me, I know you're upset
with me. That's right. That'll get you. Hey, moving along. There's so much drama at the moment between Hoda and Savannah at the Today Show. Lots of rumors, lots of speculation that they just don't get along. Tension is what we're hearing. So the rumor mill went
into... Matt Lauer put these out?
Drive Matt Lauer, oh my goodness. So the rumor went into overmill this week when Savannah was late for work. Now, several reports said that Savannah was late on purpose because she wanted to show the show that she's the boss.
Oh.
I didn't connect them. I think she just slept in now. We should say Savannah is the $40 million woman. So when Savannah sleeps in, it's code red at NBC. So Savannah is almost like a doctor on call. She has a pager, she has a phone, she has a bat line, she has everything. She even has a studio in her house. If she's running late for work, she can just go downstairs to the basement and do the show there.
Right.
Like for $40 million, that's presidential type security.
So did you watch on when she was late
yes,
for work?
Yes, it was adorable.
Like a smart journalist, though, she documented it, and you know they rolled with it. But that's what makes a good show. Instead of just kind of like nothing to see here, sweep this under the rug, she's like, listen, I'm late.
Listen.
You know, and that happens to everyone. Right. People listening right now are late for work as they listen to our voices. You know,
when were you last late? When were you late?
I don't think I've ever been late.
You're a very responsible man. Give people an insight, because as well as this fabulous podcast, you are on Z100 every morning, 5 days a week. What time do you get there? Give us the day.
5 o'clock in the morning.
You're in the studio in your chair at 5 o'clock, or are you...
In the studio in my chair, behind my desk.
Ready, at five.
At 5 o'clock, ready to open up the pages of the internet to find out what the hell has happened the night before or over the weekend.
For the show. And, do you do prep work or no, you do it at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Pretty much 5 o'clock in the morning, because like anything in life, when you first start, yes, it's like, okay, let me prepare days in advance. But once you start doing things for quite the while, you kind of get into a routine of, all right, I know to go here, I know to look at this, mm-hmm. I know to listen to this, I know to look for this. You kind of have that thing. And same thing with Savannah, I'm sure. She knows, like, okay, I got to be out the mm-hmm. door by this time to get here so I can do prep, go over. Like, she went in blind. She was terrific.
Yeah, she does have a lot of support, though, too. If ever you go to the Today Show, there's hundreds of producers, there's teleprompters, so there is a lot of support there. There's even hair and makeup people to make you look gorgeous, although she's so, so pretty. She gets up, I think, at 4:30, gets in the car by 5, and then what made her late too is she wasn't staying in the city. She was upstate. I know, and when you're out of your routine...
Tough, yeah.
So she did, I mean, she's so smart.
Technically, she was late... She was up. She just didn't get out of the house.
Yeah, she was stuck
in the
car.
Which we're all guilty of.
Well, that's the one thing, isn't it? You can never predict traffic. I had to go out to Brooklyn over the weekend to get a shot. I got my monkey shot vaccine over the weekend. And the only place I could get it was in Brooklyn. I didn't know how long it would take me to get there. And I hate being late. So instead of being late, I was like an hour early. Because I just didn't know.
That's the other side of it. It's like you're either super late or super early.
I just can't figure out the times. Hey, what's going on with Shakira? She's making a lot of news.
Yes, so as we know, she is dealing with a lot in her life. She's dealing with a breakup. She's also in the mix of a tax fraud situation. And when life's giving you trouble, what do you do? You just pack up and move. So she wants to go from Barcelona and live full-time in Miami.
Nice.
But I don't know if she realizes it. The internet travels to Miami.
The police follow you, Shakira. You can't just move.
Yeah, unless you put on one of those fake mustaches and goggles.
That's right. You can't just turn up. It doesn't. The legal battle doesn't end when you end up in Miami.
So as much as we kid, though, she kind of wants to get out of Barcelona because, you know, just bad memories, almost like a bad ex where you just want to break free. You want to delete all the pictures from Instagram,
right.
which she has done, and move on from there. But maybe Miami's the place to be for her. She has family and friends there. And, you know, at the end of the day, too, I think we've all been in that situation where, you know, life does get tough. And who do you lean on? You lean on family and friends and go from there. The only thing that she really can't get away from is she still is going to have to.
Ooh.
She might be able to get away from the ex, but she cannot get away from the government.
No, the tax man's going to get you, Shakira. I think she owes, they claim, about $30 million in taxes. Now, she's worth about $300 million, so she's paid the tax bill. But they're still going after her, I think, to use her as an example here. So she's not going to get away
Stewart
from that.
Situation,
yeah, they're going to get you. They're going to, honestly, don't mess with the tax man.
Wait, all right. I know this is a little bit of a hot take, but don't you think jail did Martha Stewart good for her career down the road? You know what I mean? Like, for the reason why she went was bad. But once she got out, though, Rob Shooter, don't you agree, like, outside of just the, I'm Martha Stewart, she was, like, almost a cultural icon.
But I think she was before she went in, and she was worth a billion before. Listen to this. Let me put it like this. She was doing fine before prison. We are going to take a quick break, Gary, before we get any
She hung out with Snoop Dogg.
Is that worth prison? I want to hang out with Beyonce if I get to prison. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. So last show we talked about Ellen reacting to Anne's car crash. At the time, Anne was still alive and Ellen really didn't want to talk about it. So I know on today's show the news is that Ellen sent her love, but that happened over the weekend. Oh, and Ellen was initially asked about this. She didn't really want to deal with it. So should she have said something? Yes, she said something now, but she hadn't done that by the time we did Friday's show. So should she have said something? Let's have a look. 80% think Ellen should have said, which she did do today. So at least that's good news. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, who's our nicest of the day? This is going to treat you right now. This is karma.
How ironic is this? So we hear from Arthur Stewart. Not anything about what I just said. But we saw the memes last week after Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, you know, separated. Mm. And everybody was like, oh, look at that picture from the Met Gala of Martha Stewart holding Pete Davidson's hand.
She was holding his hand.
But this is what I'm saying. I don't think Martha would have replied to this, but if maybe pre-jail. You know what I mean? So this is what she said. She goes, Pete Davidson is like the son I never had, responding to, of course, the rumors that Pete Davidson would move on to Martha Stewart next. You know, he's a charming boy who is finding his way. Oh. I've invited him to come to my podcast.
Oh, she's clever. Little plug.
Dropping the podcast? Uh-huh. Plug? I mean, if that's what it takes to get a plug from Martha Stewart. So good. Rob Schurter, you and I are holding Martha's hand very soon. So, of course, and all this leads back to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where they're all Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson, and Martha Stewart all taking the picture.
It's cute.
So at least Martha Stewart plays into it.
She plays.
I think she knows it's like, hey, let's have some fun.
She's in on the joke. I've interviewed her several times, and I admit, after prison, she was a lot more loosey-goosey, so maybe you're right, Garrett. She's really funny, and she's always been in on the joke of how perfect she is meant to be, and she certainly is human. I've met her at parties, and, oh, she's just fabulous. Would you rather hold Martha Stewart's hand or Pete's?
Pete.
You love Pete? You love Pete?
I do. But I like, are we playing long game here? Like, what would this lead to?
I'm saying, who would you rather have sex with? And I'm saying it in a nice way.
That's
why I say hold your hand.
Martha Stewart. Oh,
Pete. There you go.
One for each. There you go.
Well, that's how
there
we get along so well. Let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Those Real Housewives of New Jersey are now talking about why Melissa and Joe Gorga did not go to Teresa's wedding. So they didn't turn up at the wedding because a couple of days before the wedding, they were filming the season finale of The Housewives, and it got really nasty about Melissa's alleged affair or kiss with somebody, a stranger. Actually, no, the guy, his name's Nick, he's really cute. But now Melissa and Joe are saying, no, that's not true. The reason that they didn't go is much bigger than that. It always is, isn't it? So the big reason is that Melissa and Joe auditioned for this show and Teresa didn't like it. This was over a decade ago. So Teresa was on the show before her brother and his wife. And then Teresa said behind her back, they auditioned and she's never really forgiven them. And she wanted to be the star and not those. Get it together. Get it together. You're our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with
I wonder if they paid the bill, though, that Teresa sent them.
Can you imagine that? It's expensive. What is it, like $200 a person at a wedding? Like $150?
Yes, but we know that housewife dinner, not $200.
Oh, she got it all comped up. And she did. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Rob,
celebrity quotes, and this is a celebrity, kind of a strange one for our show, but Aristotle said the following. If you don't know who he is, he's not a rapper, he's not on The Housewives, he's a Greek philosopher. He said the following.
He could be any of those.
He could have been, actually. It'd make a great name for a rapper. Quote, there is only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. You want to be criticized in life because when you're being criticized, it means you are doing something, you're saying something, and you're being someone. So the more you're criticized, the better, ironically, your life is. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Garrett and Rob show. I've switched the order. A production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. It really does help. And together, let's all sing along. Remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.